For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. A team of specialists from the U.S. Forest Service has assessed the damage caused by the southern portion of the ranch fire. That's the bottom 191,000 acres. It includes Potter Valley, Elk Mountain, and a number of watersheds, including Middle Creek and Bartlett. Last night, at a community meeting in Nice, we heard from some members of the Burned Area Response, or BEAR team.
My name is Jess Clark. I'm from the Forest Service out of Salt Lake City, Utah.
And what is it that your team, the BEAR team, does?
The Forest Service stands up a burned area emergency response team after most large fires to do an emergency assessment of the burned area and see what kind of critical values are at risk because of the burned area, and then to see what kind of threats would exist to those critical values, and then how we can treat for those that risk and how we mitigate for that.
You said that the probability for soil erosion was not very crazy. Can you kind of go into a little bit of detail about what that means?
The numbers we're seeing are not that out of the ordinary for a fire of this kind of severity.
And what about the potential for debris flow?
The models that we used for that came from the USGS, and that one did cause us a little bit of concern because a lot of segments, by that I mean string segments in the burned area, showed us a high probability of debris flows. The main treatments that we're prescribing are mostly roads and trails treatments. So how do we deal with burned tree stumps underneath road and trail treads, rolling dips, and ways to harden roads in the expected event of a debris flow or flood event that happens over the road. So mostly engineering treatments from that perspective. Some weeds treatments, taking care of invasive weeds that might pop up because of the newly disturbed soil that they love.
And you just mentioned that there's danger in the National Forest right now because the root balls have burned out and could basically be sinkholes. And of course, the weakened trees could easily fall on someone or fall on the road behind them if they go in without a chainsaw. What exact parts of the forest are closed, and is any part of it open?
Our district ranger addressed that tonight at this meeting, where he said the northern half of this forest is completely open. There's an actual map that shows the closure area that's available on the Forest Service, the Mendocino's National Forest website.
And you mentioned a really recent change in giving permits to landowners who have to go through National Forest to get to their property. So what do these people or the people who are working for them on their property have to do if they want to get into their properties?
Previously, they were restricted. Only the landowner could go up there. And so now they've changed that today because it makes sense to invite the private landowner or a designee to go up there and do that. So the requirement is that the landowner will show up to the district office in Upper Lake and meet with the staff there and get a permit to access their private property. And they can then provide a copy of that to their designee, whether it's a contractor, a tow company, or some other helper, and they can get up there legally. So if they're stopped by law enforcement, they can show that permit. The designee or the landowner can show that permit and have access to the land they're going to visit.
I also caught up with a local ranger to ask about forest management.
Frank Abley. I'm district ranger for the Upper Lake and Covelo Ranger Districts, so the Mendocino National Forest.
And can you talk a little bit about the use of prescribed burns in the forest and how extensive they've been and how successful they've been?
Yes, we have a fairly small burn program right now. I mean, it's the problem with the challenge we have on this side of the forest is the climate. Once it gets a little moisture in air where we're comfortable and we fall into the prescription for prescribed fire, there's a very short period of time before all of a sudden it's too wet to burn anything and it's not going to carry. And so we have a very small window to be able to do prescribed burning. We have been increasing our burned acres every year for the last couple years. And in fact, this year, Region 5 as a whole has met or exceeded their historical prescribed burned acres. So we maybe on this district alone, we only maybe burn a couple hundred acres a year. I'm working to increase that. This fire will actually allow us in the future to increase that.
And how big is this forest? I feel like we've heard so much about the forest and there's so much basic stuff we should know, but I don't think I even know how big the forest is.
Yeah, the Mendocino National Forest is just shy of 1 million acres. It's like 999,008 something, just shy of 1 million acres. my two districts I handle is about basically about half of that, 500,000 acres.
And it sounded like erosion wasn't, it looked like it's not going to be as extreme as some people were fearing, at least in this portion that was assessed. Do you have any idea what the effect on the watershed and the lake is going to be?
The analysis that was done for a particular storm, and it's a very common storm that we would get for the first of the year. It's a, they call it a two-year storm. If that storm rolls in, you'll see maybe some of the effects that we saw here today. There will be increased erosion and sedimentation. There's no doubt about that. It's just a matter of how much. If we get an extreme event right off the bat where we get maybe a 20-year storm that's much more intense, then we could see a lot more erosion than what we're predicting right now. But what we used, what they used, was the appropriate storm to use for their purposes and for this modeling, because it's the most common storm we would usually see rolling in with that first front system of the winter.
Abley and Clark expect money and personnel to come out within a week to start doing the work the Bear team recommended. I'll post longer versions of my interviews with both of them on the website and our Facebook page. Abley went into some detail about the fire's impact on forest research projects, which I couldn't include here. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.